I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 1 year after he swept to power with promises of reform, French President Nicolas Sarkozy's popularity has plummeted. Less than a third of the French approve of his performance. That's the lowest rating for a French leader since World War II. The World's Jerry Haddon reports Sarkozy's problems have as much to do with image as with substance.
Monsieur Garcia, a resident of the small seaside village of Vic-la-Gardiole, prefers to talk about substance. Among our problems, says Garcia, our purchasing power is going down. It's hard to even pay the rent, he says. Things are very difficult. Like a majority of Frenchmen, he voted for Sarkozy last May. He says he liked his promise to break with the past and to revitalize the French economy. But Garcia says his life hasn't improved. After taking office, Sarkozy introduced his so-called economic shock plan to jumpstart the economy. It included a package of tax breaks and his flagship program expanding the 35-hour work week. Sarkozy recently told a group of factory workers that his work more, earn more slogan has become a reality. There are 5 million workers now earning overtime under my plan, he said. That's 5 million people with more money in their pockets. The program is working. But many here are skeptical. Since last year, unemployment is up and economic growth has slowed. Then there's Sarkozy's very public private life, which has also damaged his image. Since taking office, Sarkozy has divorced his wife and married the supermodel singer Carla Bruni. He regularly hobnobs with French celebrities and business tycoons. The president blames the media for turning his personal life into a circus. But back at his pony ranch, Monsieur Garcia says Sarkozy has sought out the attention.
Pour moi, ça me dérange.
And that bugs me, says Garcia. On TV, we see the president vacationing on a yacht or with his superstar girlfriend in Egypt. With the problems we have, it really gets under our skin. But Sarkozy is not a typical French politician. He's not a patrician. He's the son of immigrants and didn't attend the traditional schools favored by French leaders. Those differences helped persuade many French to vote for him. But his personal style, sometimes indiscreet and aggressive, gets him into trouble.
Bonjour. Merci, Bonjour.
At a recent meeting of French farmers, Sarkozy worked the crowd, thanking supporters. But when one farmer refused to shake his hand, the president called him a poor jerk and told him to buzz off. That sort of exchange reinforces French concerns that their president doesn't care about their problems. But not everybody has given up on their president. Here in southwest France, along the rocky beaches south of Montpellier, fishermen watch their lines and kids collect shells. Dominique Martin says Sarkozy could regain his early popularity if he embraces the more dignified, if distant, posture of past presidents.
Il faut d'abord qu'il devienne plus discret.
He has to be more discreet, he says. He must show he's concerned about the people. Whether his policies bear fruit or not isn't even so important, because we have a long history of politicians who've let us down. There are signs that Sarkozy is getting the message. On the anniversary of his victory last week, his UMP party organized a celebration. Members of his government lauded what they called a year of successful reforms. It was a festive event, but President Sarkozy stayed away. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Southwest France.